Welcome to Authenticated, the podcast with Meredith. Hey everybody, good evening, welcome to Authenticated. How are you guys? I hope you guys are doing good. Sorry that I haven't been putting out any tissues. Any teachings? I could stop that and then re-record it so it's perfect, but I'm not gonna. Oh, Lord Jesus. Well, why I'm jumping on here is because talk about God as judge. It's always a hot topic. Well, you know what? It's not preached very, very rarely is God his judge preached. You hear a lot of grace and all mercy and redemption. And that is who Jesus is. He's the Redeemer. But, you know, God is, Jesus is God. God is Jesus, you know. And before Jesus came to the earth, and we have the new covenant, which is the redemption in Jesus. Prior to that, we've got God is judge, you know. He's the judge and the lawgiver, and then he judges those according to who haven't obeyed the law. You know, that's the old covenant. But that old covenant come and took a skin, you know. That old covenant, that lawgiver took a body, put skin over itself and become Jesus. So he redeemed the law. There's redemption. It doesn't mean that he doesn't still judge, because he does. And the reason it's not preached, or the reason you might not hear it preached, is because they don't have that experience with that, with God like that. So not knowing, like, not understanding his judgments, you know. David says in the Psalms that his judgments are good. I love your judgments, judge me, Lord. Because it gets out all the wickedness. But forget about that. Like, there's a, you know, that's what the fire does. The fire purifies all the wicked and the sin out of you. And you have the, and you become fire. Lord is all consuming fire. And you get consumed with the Lord. You become fire. And that fire becomes a mantle, you know, and it pours out like a river all everywhere you go. There's a fire. It's the judgments of God. It's pouring out all over the earth. That's what the anointing is. The anointing is judge. And when that judge, when you've been made perfect, which is made perfect into the judge himself, then his judgments are poured out over the earth. And so that's why he, his judgments are poured out, because it, what it does is they're good. Yeah, absolutely, you know. It gets rid of all wickedness. But what I love is the redemption. He doesn't just judge now. See, when he pours, when his judgments are poured out through vessels, mind you, the anointing's poured out through people. The anointing's carried by those who have been judged. That's who carries the anointing. Judges. Because they've already been judged. You can't judge what, if you haven't been judged, you see. You can't hold the judgments of God. You can't carry it. You can't carry the anointing. He's the lawgiver. He's the judge. His judgments are good. His judgments are the anointing. You can't carry it. Because it's always judging you, you know. It's constantly judging you, so you got to get all the judgments out of yourself first. You got to be judged first, so his anointing comes in and then it judges you, you know, it discerns what separates your soul from your spirit. So all of the, anything inside of your soul, of your soul, separates, gets all that human out, leaves only your spirit. You become full spirit, full all-consuming fire, and his judgments make you perfect. You're perfected in his judgments. And so that anointing, it's judging you the whole time until it's not judging you no more, because there's nothing left in you to be judged, amen? So once you're finished being judged, then you can hold it. You can hold your You know, it says like hold your drink, hold the drink, the river. You can carry it without feeling condemned, without feeling like you're being judged, without feeling like, because you feel like you're being judged all the time, it's because the judge, it's the anointing doing it, you know? And so that's what the anointing does. So yeah, judges all once you, it's all, you're judged, everything's out of you. You don't feel condemned or anything like that because you're not doing anything. You're free. So yeah, and it's put out, but the mystery of it all is there's this redemption in Jesus that also came, you know. So you get these judgments are poured out, but he's always got a redemptive plan for it. So even though that there's people get judged because of whatever they're doing, the wrong things, and he's judging the things, he's not judging the people like they're, he's judge any, like it's like a magnet, or it's like there's a, you know, doing things that are not good for other people, whatever it is. All of that stuff will be judged, be washed away, right? The anointing washes away. It's all reprimanded. But because it's all done by workers of iniquity. It's all done by fallen angels using host bodies, you know? Because when you're made perfect in the anointing, you're made, it's the judgments of God make you perfected in the anointing. Now you're carrying the anointing. Prior to that, you're carrying other things, you know? It's all those beasts and then you've got really high ranking fallen angels that are doing some really heavy activity down here on earth. So that stuff's judged too, you know. And once those angels are judged, then the redemptive plan is, if you're caught up in it, you know, if the angels, fallen angels, wicked angels have used your life, taken you hostage and used your life to execute wicked agendas, evil plans and schemes and dealing in the dark kingdom, then if those host angels, those, you know, fallen angels have assumed your body and taken your life and used you as a pawn in their dark kingdom, and you get caught up in that, when the judgments come upon the activity and you're caught up in it, there's a plan of redemption already in place to save you out of it. You know what I mean? God's there. He's already brought his son Jesus. So even though you go down with the judgments, you can be redeemed out of it through Jesus Christ, believing in Jesus, coming in for repentance, repentant of being a part of that kingdom, repentant of partaking in any of that wicked, evil stuff. That repentance will bring you straight into Jesus, into his kingdom, into his light, translated from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light, straight into the redemptive plan for your life, you see. See, hey, Yasuro. See, the enemy has a plan for your life, and it's wicked, and it's to use your body and your life for their evil and wicked agenda, you know? And you get caught up in this lifestyle that you can't get out of, because they've taken the body hostage and taken your life hostage. But then God's judgments come, which is the anointing, you know, and it comes like there's a showdown, it goes down, that whole activity goes down, and you're caught in the midst of it. The redemptive plan, Jesus has a redemptive plan for your life, where you can enter straight into him through repentance, sorry for having any part of that life. And now you can see, because the anointing's brought the activity to an end, you know. Now you can see and you get a chance to repent. You're like Jesus, you know, and you come into his kingdom, into him, redeemed into him, and then he redeems you, not the activity, not the sin, not the old way, not that pattern. You can't go back into that. You got to repent and come straight into him, and then he'll give you the redeemed life that he's got for you, you see. Satan has a plan. He has a life that he wants you to live. Jesus also had one for you, a redemptive plan. So before he brings the judgments upon all the wicked and evil and dark activity that people have been caught up in, he already got that redemptive plan in place as well, you know. So you get to come into it and be redeemed and then walk in the light and stay in the light. Stay walking in his way, staying close to him, because the enemy will try to get you back, you know. He wants to try to use your life again, use your body again, so he can, because when you're redeemed into, when you're walking in your redemptive life, your redemptive plan, where Jesus uses your life instead of Satan for his dark kingdom, now Jesus is using you for his light kingdom. Everything's going to work out good, you know. So Jesus doesn't have any darkness in his kingdom whatsoever. So everything's good. Works out good. But Satan wants that life back. He wants that body back, you know. He wants as many host bodies as he can, as many lives as he can, to execute his dark, wicked agenda. So we've got to stay in the light, stay walking with Jesus, and don't partake in any of that dark, wicked kingdom, because, you know, a little bit here, a little bit there gets you back over to the wrong side, and before you know it, try to suck you back in and steal your life again. And then steal everything that the kingdom of light's given you. Rob you. Make you walk in, try to get you to walk back in darkness, you know. See, really important that we understand this stuff. Understand before the judgments come, God's already got that redemptive plan. He did it 2,000 years ago. He said, my judgments are coming upon the earth, but behold, I've got a plan for your life. This is the plan of redemption. Judgment's coming upon the earth, getting rid of all the wicked and darkness. But behold, there's a redeemer already in the earth, and you're already redeemed by coming into him and walking out your redemptive life, having your life redeemed out of that darkness in Jesus' name. God bless you guys. Have a good night. Bye.